This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. South African police said Sunday shops were looted overnight and a section of highway was closed in Johannesburg after reports of shots being fired at passing vehicles. Sporadic acts of violence following the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma have spread to the country's main economic hub. The unrest had earlier been mainly in Zuma's home province, where he started serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court on Wednesday night. Zuma's sentencing and jailing has angered Zuma's supporters, and police say criminals are taking advantage of the anger to steal and cause damage. And the government says dozens of people have been arrested since the violence began. Zuma was given a jail term for defying an order from the Constitutional Court to give evidence at an inquiry that is investigating high-level corruption in South Africa during his 9 years in power until 2018. Pope Francis greeted supporters for prayers on Sunday from the 10th floor balcony of his hospital where he is recovering from colon surgery. The 84-year-old pontiff has been in a Rome hospital since last Sunday when he underwent the planned procedure. He temporarily ran a fever last week after his operation, but a chest and abdomen scan and other tests have revealed no abnormalities, according to the Vatican. After the prayer, the pontiff urged for an end to the violence in Haiti, which has been in turmoil since its leader was shot to death when gunmen stormed his family home in the capital on the impoverished Caribbean nation early Wednesday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British billionaire Richard Branson is preparing on Sunday to climb into his Virgin Galactic passenger rocket plane and soar more than 50 miles or 80 kilometers above the New Mexico desert in its first fully crewed test flight to the edge of space. Branson is one of six employees strapping in for the ride, and he has touted this as the future to a new era of space tourism, with the company he founded ready to begin commercial operations next year. Sunday's launch of the VSS Unity will mark the company's 22nd test flight of its Spaceship Two system and its fourth crewed mission beyond Earth's atmosphere. Hot weather alerts are in place for more than 30 million people across the western United States after the region's second heat wave in weeks brought another round of near historic high temperatures. Sweltering conditions have hit much of the Pacific seaboard and as far inland as the western edge of the Rocky Mountains over the weekend, with forecasters warning of more to come on Sunday. Las Vegas Saturday matched its all-time record of 117 degrees Fahrenheit, or 47.2 degrees Celsius, according to the National Weather Service, a temperature recorded in the desert entertainment city once in 1942 and three other times since 2005. The weekend's hot weather follows another heat wave that struck the western United States and Canada at the end of June. The scorching conditions saw the all-time record daily temperature broken 3 days in a row in the Canadian province of British Columbia. The death toll is not yet known, but it's thought to run in the hundreds. Last month was the hottest June on record in North America, according to data released by the European Union's Climate Monitoring Service. Afghanistan's Kabul airport has been fitted with an air defense system to counter incoming rockets, officials said Sunday, as the Taliban pressed on with a blistering offensive across the country. The U.S. and its allies are due to end their mission in Afghanistan at the end of next month, even as the insurgents say they now control 85% of the country, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. The Taliban have regularly launched rockets and mortars at government forces across the countryside, with the jihadist Islamic State group carrying out similar strikes on the capital in 2020. ISIS also claimed responsibility for a rocket attack this year at Bagram Air Base, the biggest U.S. military facility in the country, which was recently handed over to Afghan forces. Find more on the stories at voanews.com. or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.